Welcome to the Gooder Podcast, where we talk with powerhouse women in CPG about their journeys to success. This episode is sponsored by Retail Voodoo, a brand development firm guiding mission-driven consumer brands to attract new and passionate consumer base, crush their categories through growth and innovation, and magnify their social and environmental impact. If your brand is in need of brand positioning, package design, or marketing activation, we are here to help. You can find more information at www.retail-voodoo.com.
Hi, Diana Frike here. I'm the host of the Gooder Podcast, where I get to talk with the powerhouse women in the food, beverage, and wellness categories about their journeys to success and their insights in the industry. This episode is brought to you by Retail Voodoo, a brand development firm. Our clients include Starbucks, Kind, REI, PepsiCo, Hi-Ke, and many other market leaders. We provide strategic brand and design services for brands in the food, beverage, wellness, and fitness industries. So if your goal is to increase market share, drive growth, or disrupt the marketplace with new and innovative ideas, give us a call and let's talk. If you want to find out a little bit more, you can find more information at retail-voodoo.com. Now, before we start our episode, I would like to send out a huge thank you to Philip Gorman, founder of Cali Bagels and CPG Founders, for making this introduction to today's guest happen. CPG Founders is a networking organization for early stage consumer product goods founders, designed to build a support network during those early stages of growth. If you're interested in learning more about this network and organization, check them out at cpgfounders.com. Okay, the good part here, right? Today, we get to meet Miss Chef Maria Corubias. Did I get it right?
Almost.
No, I lost the V. Let's try that again. Meet Chef Maria Covarrubias, creator and founder of Cien Chilies. Oh, forgive me. Okay, Chef Maria has been inspired by the flavors, taste, and power of food from a very young age. What brings Chef Maria joy is cooking for her daughter, friends, and family by showcasing fresh ingredients in every meal. As a professionally trained chef, Maria worked under Thomas Keller's restaurant group for over 3 years, both in Napa Valley and New York City. She's taken those skills into the CPG industry, growing as a professional and entrepreneur. She sources fresh, local, and seasonal ingredients as a priority to everything. Well, hello, Maria. How are you today?
Very, very good, Diana. Thank you for having me. It's an honor to be part of your show.
Thank you. And where are you calling? Where are you today?
I am in San Diego, California. That's where we live here in a little piece of paradise. I was talking to friends yesterday on how grateful I am to be living here. And it's really where people vacation. We live where people vacation. So
that's pretty great.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. And you were at Expo, right?
Yes, I was. I attended Expo representing Chosen Foods. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's a brand that I've been working with for a few years now. And it was great. It was a great outcome. We got to meet a few different retail buyers. And I always feed people at Expo. So we're pretty popular for having the real food at Expo.
How did I miss the booth? Next time, if you're going to Expo East, you're first on my list. You're first on my list.
Yes.
Yeah. I love it. Yeah. It was really nuts. It was super fun for us. It was so great to see so many people again in person. It was a little bit weird because I felt so bad for the Expo managers because they were trying to over the intercom and signs remind people to wear masks, and nobody was wearing masks, or very few people were wearing masks. Yeah. I think the people in the booth were, but those of us
people
on the
walking,
floor.
Yeah.
It's hard to have conversations when you can't see half a person's face and it's so loud.
It is hard. It is hard. And I get it, you know, but I mean, safety first. And
yes, ma'am.
I'm happy they had some reinforcement on having negative PCR tests and all that.
But yes. That was great.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about this brand here that I just learned about recently. I love it when brand owners tell us about their brand, Cien Chiles. Why don't you tell us a little bit about it and why it exists?
Absolutely. So since a very young age, I've always loved the idea of being a businesswoman, a business kid. So I always had that bone in me of selling stuff to people and getting out there. You know, I was that kind of kid that would go to birthday parties, and the following week I would have a stand outside my house selling the candy from the party.
No way.
So I've always loved the interaction of selling people, like selling things, and and especially making impact in other people's. Of course, when you start growing up and identifying needs in your community, then of course everything becomes easier. So sure. I became a chef right after finishing my degree in nutrition. So I went to school down in Mexico, in Guadalajara. That's where I grew up until I was 25 years old. I didn't really want to finish my degree. I told my mom halfway through, I'm like, "Mother, you know what? This is not for me. I really want to become a chef." And my mom's like, "Listen, lady, you need to finish your degree. And after you finish your degree, you can go make your hobby a special thing."
Yes. So that's hilarious.
And mind you, of course, I jumped from beauty school to med school to nutrition. So my mom's like, no, you finish your degree. So thanks to that, I was able to complete a program at the Institute of America, the Culinary Institute of America in Napa Valley. That was basically meant for people with a degree in hospitality or food science or nutrition. So it was actually like tailor-made for us professionals to be part of this group. So it was a short program. It was about a year. And after staying in the Valley and moved to New York to be part of the restaurant industry, I moved back to San Diego and started working in innovation with Chosen Foods. Since I've always had that thing in me of selling everything I could. So I baked a lot in high school, and through my career, I was selling baked goods, and then I had a popsicle business. So all the things that had to do with food and selling. So it was a beautiful fit for me to bring my expertise to Chosen Foods. And I developed probably more than 20 products for the brand. And it was an amazing learning journey, of course, because it's different selling a small batch of something than selling massive amounts of them. So, of course, I learned so much in this journey with them. And a little bit before the pandemic, I decided to step away from innovation and do more, more of a PR related, or like marketing, doing recipe development and all those things. And then the pandemic hit, and my husband lost his business. So it was that kind of like deal breaker of like, wow, we need to move out of our apartment and move into my mother's house. And it was like, we need to survive here. So what are we going to do? And of course, for me, it was an automatic fix to jump into developing something for us to sell. So that's how Cien Chiles started. And it was something so beautiful, because it came so natural to me to share my passion in a bottle. And of course, it's been so very well received. And we started basically in my mom's garage. So we started making sauces in a local commercial kitchen, and my husband would hand label and heat gun every single temper band on the bottles. So until the demand started growing after 6 months, and we started knocking on some retailers' doors, local stores that have supported us ever since the beginning, and then we then went into bigger production runs. But yeah, it's been amazing to watch this brand grow and more and more people fall in love with adding flavor to their life, because that's what I'm all about. Which you have sauces coming to you, Diane.
Oh, I do?
Yes, of course.
Woo-hoo!
So sorry I couldn't make it to you before.
That's
before
okay.
Today, but.
Talk a little bit about CN chilies. Like, what is it? Why is it different than what's on the market right now?
So CN chilies, it's a line of hot sauces or sauces.
Okay.
We call them honest fixins.
Okay.
Because we're a clean label company that we are not shy to share what's in our bottles. So okay. Not only magic happened, but ingredients that you are used to using at home, tomatoes, garlic, onion, lemon juice, you know, mm-hmm. all things that you probably have in your refrigerator, but mm-hmm. in a very convenient matter of a bottle. So CN mm-hmm. chiles is becoming more and more a brand that people identified, or it's like a staple in people's homes now, mm-hmm. in the dinner table. It's like, we receive so many comments of like, I can't like have a meal without CN chiles now.
Oh my goodness.
So it is awesome to hear this kind of comments and feedback from people that mm-hmm. These sauces have now become a part of their lives, of their mm-hmm. daily lives. Mm-hmm. So CN chiles is not a typical hot sauce, I would say.
Okay.
It's not vinegar forward. So we have three sauces, habanero, jalapeno, and Thai bird, which is like a very spicy, tiny, mighty pepper, mm-hmm. And a pourable mustard seed sauce.
Oh.
Yeah. Which is very unique, and it's been doing really well in different retailers. Mm-hmm. Because of it, I call it the vegan caviar.
Oh,
it's crunchy, and it's, oh my gosh, can't wait for you to experience.
Oh my goodness. That sounds amazing.
And, the habanero, I was able to make some magic there, and it is pretty friendly. It is, you can really appreciate the fruitiness of the pepper without having that like intense heat.
Yeah.
So, and the jalapeno, everyone's obsessed with. It is citrusy and spicy. It's got a good kick, and it's fresh and creamy. And the Thai bird, well, if you can handle the heat, it is amazing. So start with a few dollops if you don't do a lot of heat, and then you'll fall in love.
Okay. Well, so when we were preparing for this call, you did say something about I don't know if you gave yourself this title or if somebody else gave you this title as the sauce queen. So.
Yes, I'll elaborate on that.
Yes.
Yes. So I've been the sauce queen since probably my teen years.
Wow.
It was literally famous for doing this concoction of like lime juice and like Worcestershire sauce, mm-hmm. and all a mix of like hot sauce. And I would bring the mix to school, and we would pour it in our chips and in our lunches. I've always been a saucy person. So
saucy. Of course, maybe in more than one way.
In more than one way. So of course it made sense for me to have a sauce line that would enamor people to enjoy food.
Yes. So, I love that.
Yes.
So I'm curious, you know, when you were, you know, you're at home with your husband, it's the middle of COVID, you're a creator, obviously. Why was it sauces because you're the sauce queen, or was it sauces? Was the idea of sauces inspired by something else?
I think it has a lot to do with the fact that like sauce or salsa is something that never is always in my fridge. So growing up, and especially my husband would makes fun of me every single time because he's like, you Mexicans just eat tortillas, salsa and cheese, or tortillas, salsa and eggs on every single meal. So if it's like, oh, I made enchiladas, it's tortillas, cheese, chicken and salsa. And oh, chilaquiles. Oh, it's tortillas, salsa, cheese. So, of course, to me, it was very natural to share my sauce recipe, you know, and again, have that being out in the world and bottle it. So the mustard seed is something that I tried probably when I was in culinary school.
Okay.
It's almost like pickled mustard seeds.
Gotcha.
To perfection. It's got a little bit of sugar and that bitterness from the mustard. So if you're a foodie and you're a fan of mustards, this is going to change your life.
Okay. I'm excited to share. I'm excited to try that one myself.
Yeah.
So when you're looking back now, you've got a fun background, you know, prior to before you've come to here. Was there any moment in time where you knew, like maybe even early on? I think entrepreneurs know that they're entrepreneurs at an early age, like you said, but they don't really know how to activate it against it unless they have family members that are also entrepreneurs. Were there times where you felt like you were headed in the, like, was there a moment in time where maybe you were with Thomas Keller and you just felt like, this is it? Or were you uncertain during those Thomas Keller days as well as you were going through, because you went through a couple of different types of careers, before you got here?
So I, like I said, I've always had that entrepreneurial heart in me. Mm-hmm. So before moving to Napa, that's when I had my popsicle business while I was in school.
Oh my goodness.
Everything has happened while I'm doing something else. So it was weekends and, you know, like bringing projects and homework to the business because someone had to be there, you know, but... Yeah. Being part of Thomas Keller, like my almost like my dream job, or something I want to have when I grow up, is a small cooking school. I'm very passionate of teaching people to get involved in the kitchen, from little kids to grandmas that want to learn how to bake a mean cookie. Mm-hmm. So that was my goal going into work with Thomas Keller and doing catering business, like involved in catering through my journey. So I always love finding opportunity to learn and to grow as a professional everywhere I go. So every job, every experience that I've had so far has given me the tools to be where I am today. So even, of course, like working with Chosen Foods, because, of course, I had to keep my job, my 9-to-5 job,
right,
through the pandemic to make it through. So I'm still with them and I'm very grateful and appreciative of their support, that during night times and weekends, I was doing a side hustle.
Yeah.
To stay afloat. Mm-hmm, so all the learnings that I've had so far have given me the tools to be where I am.
I love that. What are you proud of? Like, I don't know that you have a single one, but is there one or two moments that you think back and go, yeah, I'm really grateful that that happened?
There is a very pivotal moment in my career, in my current job at Chosen, where I identified when the opportunity or where what I was doing was no longer serving a purpose to me. Mm-hmm. And I feel that it's very important to identify that in your life when you have something that you've been doing for a few years or a few months that you start learning that it's not a good fit for you and just pivot. Mm-hmm. I feel that, that was a pivotal moment for me where it wasn't feeling right at the job that I was doing. So that's when I decided to change teams and pivot to keep my mental health and to just, I don't know, give things a little bit of a turn. So I'm very grateful for that moment. It was, working with people in the industry where sometimes it's like your word against mine and this and right. that. And, right. and it was a power game. And I was like, I'm not into that. You know, I'm right. all about developing each other and lifting each other up. So it came a point where the boss I had at that time was like, it was not connecting with me. So
yeah.
That's when I'm very grateful for that moment, you know, because if it wasn't for that, then things would have taken a different course or God knows, you know, mm-hmm. but I feel it's super important when you're at a professional stage where, you know, something is not helping you, then you move away.
Okay.
And it's valid, yeah. you know, to, yeah. to just to do that. And it takes guts and it's scary, but, you know. You got to do what you got to do.
Yes. Yes. Well, let's talk a little bit about mentorship. You say you like to mentor people, but let's talk about who have been maybe your biggest mentors through this process of building your own company.
So mentorship. So I feel, like I said before, there is people wanting or like offering mentorship in your life. You just have to be aware and open, mm-hmm. you know, to listening. So I had one of my friends who really pushed me to be like, do it, you know, like heck with it, you know, like
yeah.
it is what you got to do. And she's been an amazing boss to me, and she's been part of this emotional roller coaster too of making it happen and doing it through the pandemic. So she's been a great mentor for me, not only professionally but emotionally as well, mm-hmm. which has been an amazing combo. Mm-hmm. I've learned a lot from I had a chef I really looked up to. He was my boss when I was doing catering for the CIA, for the Culinary Institute. He had this kind of like a peaceful pace to him where there was so much to do, but chef never lost it ever. He was probably the single boss that I was never yelled at from. I don't know if that sentence made sense, but
yeah, totally made sense.
So he always kept a peaceful kitchen. And if you screwed up on something, he's like, okay, get rid of it. Let's fix it, make it again. Mm-hmm. We'll serve it the following day instead of today. Mm-hmm. You know, like it was never, there was always this flow about him that I try to take in my life, or I think I do a pretty good job at doing it. Like people, I was at Expo and one of the salespeople was like, Mabe or Maria, I don't know how you do it. Like you're like there's a rush of things and blah 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 and like all this, and you're so in your game and so peaceful and making it happen without being frantic or like rushed or so. Yeah, I'm just trying to keep their chill and be aware of your surroundings. You know, there's obviously been another, like a couple people, of course everybody starts popping up in my brain, but that have supported my journey in launching my business, you know. And that's been a huge part of this success of this company, of course. And Felipe, my husband, he's been manning up the business basically in the back end, you know. Like I show up, I'm the pretty beautiful face, and he's doing all the back end work. So having him running the company behind my back. I mean,
well, very important though. I mean, when you have the creator, you're the big idea, you're the inspiration, and then somebody has to be the front of the brand, the front of the company, and somebody has to be running the back of house, right? Like if we were to use a restaurant term. Mm-hmm. Somebody's got to be in the back running the operations. Otherwise, it doesn't matter what you are doing out front. So it makes sense. And how powerful and wonderful it is that the two of you can do this together, because husband and wife teams are special. And they're also, quite, what's the word I want to look for? They can be quite excitable too, right? Because everybody's, you're running off of the same set of emotions, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's definitely been a challenge, not going to lie.
Yeah.
Of course, and on top of it with a pandemic. So,
right.
Yeah. So, emotions were high, but, mm-hmm. but we're making it happen. And that's really just watching how organized he has everything. And he doesn't miss a little, like the littlest thing, you know, he's on top of every single thing. And it is amazing to watch. I'm always learning from him on how to do the same, you know, of course. Mm-hmm. And it's awesome to have mm-hmm. that teamwork with him, because of course, like you said, I'm the creative, explosive person. And he's the more like, nope, is like, how much money is that going to cost? Blah, 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 like all these things.
Yes. So
he's asking all those questions that, of course, has, like, he does all the accounting. We don't have to source, like, we don't have to pay anybody to do our accounting or the billing, whatever it is, you know, like, he's saved us so much money. And that's of course awesome. That has helped us to make it out there, because you need money to make money. So
well, so let's flip the question around then. What advice do you like to give entrepreneurs or creators or innovators when they come to you and they say, Chef Maria, I want to do blank? What do you find yourself frequently sharing with people?
My first thing, or like one of the things that I love sharing with people, is like how, not only how feasible it is for you to go from point A to point B, you mm-hmm. know, because there's going to be a lot of hurdles along the way. Mm-hmm. And it is, unfortunately, you need money. So if you're wanting to grow and go into 50 retailers to start, well, start with 10.
Yeah.
And for us, this business model to start small and have a firm step each step of the way has been a game changer. Mm-hmm. You know, because we don't bite more than we can chew, as a quote says, and it is so true. And then you're shooting yourself in the foot if you're doing otherwise, you know. So my advice to founders and creators of anything, really, and I've had probably 6 people approach me like, how are you doing it? You know, like and it's like, we're doing it all in house, which is a mm-hmm. crazy thing to
think. Yes.
And I like meeting with Phil and the CPG founders. It's so refreshing to see how people are in the same path as you are. So, and I'm never jealous of people are like, oh, do you talk to that other like sauce owner? I'm like, yeah, of course. You know, there's room for everybody in the shelf. And where in Spanish, there's a quote that says, en gusto se rompen géneros, which means that the genre of things will break with people's preference on whatever, you know. Mm-hmm, so there's room for everybody, because we're also broadly together, you know, like in food, in beauty, in any industry, you know, like there's maybe some people are allergic to tomatoes, so they don't do hot sauce with tomatoes, they do with vinegar and chiles, you know. Mm-hmm. So there's always room for everybody to shine. And I'm never one to say like, oh, I won't share who's manufacturing or who I use to distribute. Like, it's the other way around. I love sharing with people like, oh my gosh, I've used them and it worked out, or I've used this person and didn't work out for me, but maybe it would work for you. You know, like just having that openness with people and being honest and sincere about what your experience has been. Mm-hmm. I think that's the best advice you can give to someone, you know, to be open about how your experience has been.
Wow. I agree. I think that's, you know, my business partner and I, our firm is on the smaller side by choice. We have a business model where we don't want to create a machine that requires us to make decisions that we don't want to make in order to keep the business afloat, so to speak. And we frequently talk about, my business partner will frequently tell me, Diana, there's room for all agencies, because I myself am very competitive. I'm a competitive girl. So he's usually the one that's talking me down, kind of going, no, there's brands everywhere. Everybody needs help. So you have a better view of business than I do. One day when I grow up, I hope to be able a little bit more that way. But I think that's pretty great that you guys can see the business and the market that way.
Yes, it starts today, my friends, and it's only day by day, you know.
It really is. Yeah. Well, let's talk about what's next for you and Cien Chiles.
So, as of right now, we made it into Whole Foods in our region. So
nice.
Yes. So that's been very exciting to watch. You know, like we have. Whole Foods locally, and just to walk in there and just see my sauces there is like so surreal, like, oh my gosh, like pinch me please. So that was our first big step this year. Of course, it's been many, many months of back and forth and sampling and this and that and forms and we're thrilled to be there. And For Cien Chiles, or the vision I have for us this year, is to really grow in our community and grow in a sustainable way for us to keep making it out there. Mm-hmm. So of course people come ask me like, oh my gosh, when are you gonna be in the East Coast and this and that? And I have like, this retailer would be amazing for you. And for me right now is to deliver on where we are, you know, like concentrate our energy to not disappoint where we are right now. So growing that business in, again, like strong footsteps moving forward is very important to us. So not go crazy and be like, yes, we're going to be global here and da 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 da, like, no, like how much can we grow right now? This is it. So really
smart,
really, again, check your energy and see, okay, how much we're going to spend in here. And really, like, if you have orders coming in, then, you need to fulfill those and, you know, just have a steady pace. Yeah. Steady pace and a good flow, because if you don't, then you probably run yourself out of business. Keeping that amazing quality and taste, because at the end of the day, that's what consumers are looking for, something that they identify with and they can add into every meal. So that's our goal for Cien Chiles this year, and hopefully this year I am able to have enough dollars in Cien Chiles so I can walk away. But we'll see. Where it looks very glamorous to be in Whole Foods, but it's a big investment.
I understand that. Yeah.
As many founders would agree with me. it looks very glamorous, but it's big money to get in there and get your foot in the door. So if you're looking into going into Whole Foods, be prepared for that.
Yeah.
Be prepared to not get your check back as you imagine, because all the bill backs and the big distributors and it is a wild ride.
Yeah. Pricing strategy when you're early stage is tricky.
Yes.
It's kind of like when you get your first paycheck. I remember when I got my first paycheck as a kid and like, who's FICA? Who's, you know?
Who's I'm reading all these people. Why are they taking my money?
Who's taking my money? I earn that. Yeah, I get it. I understand it. Oh my goodness, Chef Maria. I'm really enjoying our conversation. Our time is getting to an end, but I have some questions that I ask everybody that is on the podcast. So I'd like to ask you them. So first of all, I love it when a guest shares kind of a fact about either something in their industry, some way, shape, or form. It could be your product. It could be something from the past, but something kind of interesting that we can take with us to a happy hour. Do you have anything you can share with us?
Like a fun fact?
Yeah, fun fact.
The habanero sauce,
yes,
was developed in one and done type of deal.
Wow.
So that's literally revision one was signed, sealed, and delivered, which is huge.
Oh my goodness.
Compared to the mustard, that was probably 17 tries.
Well, that's pretty good.
So trial and error, you know, I saw recently something that Albert Einstein wrote in a class that he was like, 9 times 1 is 9. I don't know if you saw the meme or not.
No, I didn't.
But it was like 9 times 9, 9 times 1, times 2, times 3. So all the answers.
Oh,
like,
yes.
9 times 11 is like a random number, no?
Yes, yes, yes.
And they're like, no, you're wrong. You know, like, yeah, but I got all the other ones right. You know, where's the value on that? So there's always people that are going to bring you down for not getting it right. But it takes a few tries to do it, you know, and same with like developing packaging and looking at the little things, you know, the little things in life that make a difference.
Yes.
So,
I think as a creator, my husband is a creator. He's an artist and he fusses with things for a very long time and sometimes never is satisfied with the end. So I'm surprised that you're able to get something out the door in a one and done. That's a big deal.
It is. It really was a big deal. For the other three, it was more of a trial and error just to get everything right, you know? Yeah. So that's the beautiful thing about seeing chiles that people share. Not only because I made them, but from everyone else sharing how good of a balanced like it just brings more flavor to whatever it is you put it on. So, so that's awesome to hear. Because that's the goal, you know, to bring something to you that you don't have to think about. Like I made ceviche with the jalapeno, and I didn't have to chop up or blend any other peppers it was just cook the fish in lime, pour a ton of the jalapeno and
love it.
Call it a day.
I love it. I love it. Oh my goodness. Well, are there any other women out there, either leaders or rising stars that you would like to elevate or simply admire for the work that they're doing right now?
Absolutely. So I've been, you know, I'm always a big advocate of admiring the ladies, the power ladies next to me that have encouraged me. And there's another local. So there's like three local companies that one of them does chips. The other one makes fresh salsa and the other one makes like recipe starters, like jars of sauces. And they're all here in San Diego. And just watching us like bring our best selves out there. It's just really refreshing. So Kristen from Mesa de Vida, which is a recipe starters. She's
up
also
here in Seattle, right?
She's here in San Diego.
She's in San Diego. Maybe she moved.
Maybe she moved.
I think she moved. I think she used to live not far from me.
Oh, no way.
Blonde hair.
Yes.
I think I'm confident it's the same person. That's love awesome. It. Small world.
Yeah, I know. So, you know, I love it. Just having that mentality of lifting each other up is key to have us all shine.
That's awesome. Okay. What brands or trends do you have your eye on right now?
I saw a lot of like at Expo, I was surprised of how many bubbling waters.
Quite a bit.
Everyone's got one now. Maybe chinchillas would have a spicy, bubbly water.
Why not?
Why not, right?
Why not? You want to get on that? You can have that ready for Expo East.
I know. Imagine. That would be crazy. But yeah, so our sauces are vegan and gluten-free and all the things. Mm-hmm. So I think we're all trying to get in a boat of having more plant-based mentality.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're jumping on that boat. You know, I still really enjoy my meat from time to time, and I enjoy fish a ton, but eating more veggies, I feel it's something that we should all be doing.
And, agreed.
And what a better way to complement your veggies with amazing sauces. So
right. Yes.
Same. It makes bland broccoli like taste amazing. So same.
Good. Yeah. I love it. Cauliflower. We're huge cauliflower fans. Oh, so that's all. Yeah.
Love it. I make roasted cauliflower tacos with sweet potatoes. So
yes.
I just made me salivate, but sweet potatoes, roasted cauliflower, and some of that habanero or the Thai bird, if you can handle a slice of avocado, you're set.
Love it. Oh my goodness. Well, we have been talking with Chef Maria Covarrubias. Did I get it?
Yes, you did. Bravo.
Creator and founder of Cien Chiles. Chef Maria, where can people learn more about you and your company?
You can go to cienchiles.com. That's cienchiles.com to find more information about us and buy our product on our website. And we're also in 9 different states now. So we're working on having a store locator in our website. So stay tuned for that.
Excellent.
But for now, just reach out and we'll let you know if we have stores close to you.
Excellent.
Or if not, it's a click away at cienchiles.com.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for your time today. I am so happy that we got to connect officially, and I'm excited to watch you grow and see what's next. You know, I anticipate some big things for you, and I want to thank all of you listeners for your time today. If you like this episode, please share it with a friend. Otherwise, have a great rest of your day, and we'll catch you next time on the Gooder Podcast.
Besos, bye.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. And if you haven't already, be sure to click subscribe and share with your network. Until next time, be well and do gooder.